Across Dane and Columbia counties last Sunday, between 3 and 6 inches of rain fell within a few hours. A roof collapsed, fields were flattened, a car was hit by lightning, and a number of power lines went down. Other reports told of hail piled up more than a foot deep in the Poinette area. No one was seriously hurt. Kathy Krujic is Director of Emergency Management for Dane County. She says with more storms predicted this week, officials are standing by for trouble.
We're ready in case we need to be doing any sandbagging and support to our communities. We always want to have our listeners be aware to changing situations in the storm. If you approach a roadway and you can't see the bottom, we recommend not trying to cross.
Krujic warns that only a few inches of rushing water can sweep away a car. Meanwhile, Jonathan Martin of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences says a lot of Sunday's damage was done simply because the storm itself crawled or hovered over much of the affected area. Martin says the period from late June to mid-July is ripe for such weather patterns.
These are exactly the kind of thundershower-type deluges that you can get at this time of year, and they're very, very difficult to have any sense of the long-term prediction, even in the 1 to 2 day range. So they're right to be on guard, because conditions are correct for some place to get a pretty good gully washer. It's equal chances across the entire southern part of the state.
Residents are encouraged not to travel during severe storms and to monitor their basements and roofs for leakage. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.